This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Authorities are still investigating whether an Israeli teenager arrested yesterday was responsible for several bomb threats made against the Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay in recent weeks.
The teen was arrested in connection with dozens of terror threats against other JCCs in the United States. A former journalist was charged with still more threats several weeks ago.
Here in Wisconsin, the JCC in Whitefish Bay was forced to close four times, disrupting the lives of people who use the center, including many children who go to educational programs there.
Mark Shapiro is president and CEO of the local JCC. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers before an arrest was made about the significance of the center in the Milwaukee community and how it has weathered the disruptions.
The Jewish Community Center, in many ways, much like the YMCA, serves the entire community as a whole. When I took over as CEO almost probably about 8 or 9 years ago at this point, one of the things that we focused on was the idea of actually adding another comma in that we are not just the Jewish community's center, but we're the Jewish, community, center. And we really live those values throughout all six sites that we run the JCC throughout the state of Wisconsin.
So what kind of programs do you find at a JCC in general and at ours?
Yeah, at the Harry and Rose Sampson Family JCC, we do a little bit of everything. As a community center, you know, we're blessed with the opportunity to serve the very people who want us to exist. When you think about it, a community center only really exists because the community wants it to be there. They choose to come and use us for great early childhood education or a place to put kids in their after-school program. We have a state-of-the-art 50,000 square foot fitness center, so people are choosing to come because we are state of the heart, is one of the things I love to talk about. Not only are you getting stronger cardiovascularly when you're working out at the JCC, but your spirit is being lifted up. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we run one of the largest food pantries in the city of Milwaukee at the corner of 29th and Center. Most people don't even know that we do that. 99% of the people that we serve there are not Jewish, but it's the Jewish community's response to hunger in Milwaukee. And so when you're working out on our treadmill, not only is your heart getting stronger in one way, but you're actually helping to build community. So whether it's our after-school programs, our early childhood programs, our food pantry, our day camp, our overnight camp, our adult program, our drop-by childcare so that parents can go and work out, we have a strictly kosher cafe, we have Jewish education programs, and on and on and on. The reality is we are a community center that's open to the community in every way that they want it to be.
Now, of course, the Jewish Community Center has been making a lot of headlines more recently because of these threats.
Mm-hmm.
How many threats have you received at this point of the year?
So as of starting on January 31st, we've received four different threats. And they've been spread out between then and I think last Sunday was the last time that we received one.
So I know you can't go into too much detail here, but how are these threats being communicated to you? Are these people who are coming to the center? Are these,
No. So the first two came in via a phone call, and the other two came in via email. And that's pretty, straightforward information that we shared with our membership. The threats, the first two times came to our main switchboard, and the other two times were emails into our email box.
And these are specifically threats on the center, right? Not specific people or anything, but more or less the organization.
Correct. They've been threats that have identified specifically, sometimes yes and sometimes no, specifically identifying our JCC by name.
What do you do when you receive one of these threats? What's sort of the protocol?
Well, security is one of those things that's always a great challenge. To be the most secure that we can be, we don't really share our security protocols. What ends up happening is that as an institution that's been serving community for close to 100 years now in Milwaukee, our JCC is really at the forefront of having great policies and procedures in place for anything that may come along. Whether it's the fact that on some of the coldest days in the last couple of years, as the public schools close, the JCC has procedures in place so that we can remain open and serve the community. In the same way, unfortunately, when the thing that we're talking about is a threat like what came to us, we're prepared to either evacuate the building or whatever is the protocol that we work with our local law enforcement to decide what is the best way to handle each situation. And that's what we did in this case. You know, we are probably, if not the safest space in all of the North Shore. We are definitely right there. We have our training is exceptional. Our procedures are reviewed annually. We have great partners in law enforcement, from the Whitefish Bay Police Department to the Milwaukee County Sheriff to the State Police to the FBI, the Department of Justice, people who I never really thought I'd be interacting with as much as I have the last few weeks, but I'm really proud to call, you know, people who've stood by our side. So we assess the situation and implement our procedures, and it's something I'm exceptionally proud of, whether it's the way our staff have responded, the way our community has responded. Everyone has stepped up to the plate and really done what we need to do to keep the JCC as safe as it can be.
Now, I know at least with one of the threats, you did evacuate the building. Mm-hmm. What is that process like? I mean, you have a lot of kids in there.
Yeah.
Like, how do you explain that?
Well, we don't explain it. You know, what we do is we try and I think I could answer this question after the first evacuation. One of the moms that we were talking with came to us with tears in her eyes and said, I just want to thank you. Today, my 3-year-old daughter came home just as innocent as I dropped her off this morning. We have exceptional, loving, caring staff at the JCC. They're not just there because it's a job. It's a meaning for them. There's a purpose to what they're doing. You know, we always ask the question, people, or make the statement, people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do what you do. And our staff know why they're at the JCC. We've gone through a lot of work to understand our why. And that really shows up when people are put in these types of situations. So we follow the procedures. We evacuate the building. We tell the kids they're going on a field trip. We make cheese sandwiches and we put on magic shows. And the staff, 100% of the staff, show up with the kids and help through it all. So it was quite a sight to be seen. I'm not happy about it, but I can tell you that it's something I'm proud of.
Do you feel like most of the kids have been sort of sheltered from the threats that the center has been receiving?
It depends on their age. It really does. You know, I mean, if you're 2 years old, it doesn't mean much to you. But we serve from prenatal moms who are pregnant to our men's club that are serving 80 and 90 year olds. And not just men, but our senior adult programming. So it has, you know, belonging to a JCC is a very personal thing we've found. Lots of people come to us for lots of different reasons. Some people are just looking for the finest health club in the North Shore. And that's us. So they come. Some people are looking for us to, for them to trust us with their children and helping to help raise their kids. Each person has a reason for why they're there. So the impact on them has been everything from startled to strengthened. I mean, people who have said there isn't. I remember the morning that we opened up after the first bomb threat. I was standing at the door at 5 o'clock in the morning to greet everyone and thank them for coming. And one of our regular members came walking in. It was a Wednesday morning. And she said, you know, I work out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm here this morning because I am not going to let anybody tell me where I'm allowed to go. So we've seen a tremendous amount of outpouring from our members that way.
Have you met anyone who feels pretty frightened from the kind of atmosphere, not just at the JCC here, but, you know, what's happening throughout the country? Have you heard any concerns from?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a percentage of people who are going to, you know, it's hard for me to put a specific word to define people's feelings. I think fear is a very personal word, frustrated, angry, and the people who are finding themselves almost strangely inspired by it. We're going to get the full spectrum of emotion. At this point, though, what we have found is that most of our members are wanting to ensure, and not just our members, people who are just come to the JCC. Every day our cafe and our World of Wow is open for families who aren't members to just come and hang out and play at the JCC. And I'm really proud of the fact that the response has been that we continue to see a large portion of our community showing up and saying yes to the JCC. It's something we've been talking about since this first bomb threat is, you know, that we want people to say yes. Yes to living the life they want to live and not letting a phone call or an email stop us from doing that. There are some people who their personal choice was to not continue coming until there's a resolution. I'm happy to say not only is that a very small percentage of our members, but I'm also really happy to say that I can't wait to welcome those people back with open arms. We're an inclusive center, inclusive not only to every religion, every race, every area of Milwaukee, every person you can think of, but we're also inclusive to people's choices that they make, and that we're going to be here for community even when at times they're not necessarily sure they're ready to be with us. I'm just really proud of the fact that 99% of the people who have been attending continue to keep coming.
Now, I think there are a number of people who look at these threats and they don't really take them seriously. But, you know, as the organization who is getting them, you clearly have to. You know, why is that? Why do you take them so seriously?
Because we have people's lives in our hands. You know, this has been a lot of sleepless nights for me and the leadership of the JCC since January 31st. The decisions that we have to make in partnership with law enforcement and with leadership has impact on people. But it's, you know, at some point, it's not specifically just about the threat. It's about trying to, again, focus on living life the way we want to live, running the community center that we want to run, and understanding the impact that it has on people. The threat isn't the only thing that has an impact on people. The response to it does also. So we have been as transparent as I think you can possibly be, holding community meetings with our families who trust us with their children in our education programs, both our after-school programs and our early childhood education, to hear how they're feeling, to hear what do they want. Again, you know, part of the beauty of our community center is we exist because people want us to. A community center is only as strong as the community that they aspire to serve. And then you have to actually achieve aspiring, you know, the people you want, and they tell you what they want. Sometimes they vote with their feet, sometimes they vote with their mouth. And in this case, we've opened the doors for our members to come and share with us how they feel about things, to talk with our leadership about their perception of what we should do. I don't think we could take any of this more seriously. The credibility of the threat is defined by law enforcement, right? These are non-credible bomb threats. They're non-credible both because nothing's ever happened, but also because they, as law enforcement, immediately come to our aid, evaluate the entire, you know, circumstances and tell us what we should and or shouldn't do in those cases. The good news is we're experts at health. We are experts at community. We are experts at education, and we find partnership with experts in security.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be able to share what's going on at the JCC, and I invite everyone to come and say yes to the JCC with us.
Mark Shapiro is president and CEO of the Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.